The examples I've just posted into the chat demonstrate the basic structures that we're practicing today. The example I'm using here is the word iqsu, which is mother. And when someone possesses iqsu, we usually need to add a possessive ending, which is uk or uk. The rule for whether you use uk or uk is you use uk after vowels and nasals, and uk after everything else. Iqsu ends in a vowel, so it takes uk. In addition to that, it undergoes some contraction. So you almost never hear iqsu-uk. Rather, you hear iqsuk. That is contraction. There is a difference in whether I use the real mood or the definite mood. And these examples are in the Barkly Sound dialect. So iqsakah beth is a standalone sentence using the real mood. Iqsakah beth. Beth is my mother. Iqsakah beth. The form that most of you learned first was ohokwah iqsu beth. My mother is Beth. Ohokwah iqsu beth. These two are not completely equivalent. There is a slight difference in focus. They mean basically the same thing, but they would be used in slightly different contexts. Iqsakah beth. Beth is my mother. Beth, my mother is Beth. But the important point here is that these are both standalone sentences because they are built with the real mood, and the real mood is used to make standalone statements. Now consider the third sentence. Ya kukwa umiksakkas. I love my mother. Ya kukwa umiksakkas. There's a very similar structure, which I've put in square brackets. Umiksakkas, my mother. If you can compare umiqsakah and umiqsakqas, and you'll notice their structure is nearly identical. The only difference is the mood. And the difference in effect is that umiqsakqas does not stand alone. Rather, it is a participant inside a larger sentence. So if I want to say, I love my mother, ya kukwa umiqsakqas, I see my mother, natsamah umiqsakqas, I need to use the definite mood. I think it'll be helpful to compare the forms of these same examples in some different dialects, and let's go gradually northward. So, can I get someone to do it in central? Beth is my mother, and I love my mother. Ju, ushchakshidits mayal. Bev just put these into colloquial dialect for us. Iqsaks Xinhua. Xinhua is my mother. Ohux Iqsu Xinhua. My mother is Xinhua. Ya akoks iqsakqs. I love my mother. In Cayuga dialect, I would say iqsqs Beth. Iqsqs Beth. Beth is my mother. Ya akoks iqsakqs. I love my mother. Ya akoks iqsakqs. As usual, the Cayuga form is basically the same as the Central Northern form, just with fewer vowels. Now let's talk about the different forms of possessed participants. So the examples we've just seen are just my mother. Iqsakqas in Barkly Sound dialect, in Central Northern, iqsakqs, and in Cayucut, that is an embedded participant possessed by me. But embedded participants can be possessed by any person. Me, you, he, she, it, we, you all, they. So next we're going to go through some of these forms to see how they work. You are all very familiar with the real and strong moods, but most of you have not yet mastered all the forms of the definite mood. And now is the time. Now, there's an interesting pattern here when we talk about my mother, your mother, his mother, our mother. I'm going to restrict it just to these four persons for now. I'm going to leave out you all and they because those are the least used persons. So we're just doing I, you, he, she, it, and we. The funny pattern is that we usually use the definite mood to form these expressions, but we sometimes use the article mood. Listen to some examples, and then I'll see who can tell me the pattern. My mother. Iqsakqas. Umiqsaqqas. Your mother. Umiqsaqitqak. Umiqsaqitqak. His or her mother. Umiqsaq'i. Umiqsaq'i. Our mother. Umiqsaqqin. Umiqsaqqin. Now, who can tell me the pattern? When do we use the definite mood and when do we use the article mood? So when we're making, the rule is when we're making possessed participants, my mother, your mother, his mother, our mother, we use definite mood for my, your, our, but we use article mood for his or her mother. There's no good reason for that. It's just the way it's done. And you have to get used to it. And it takes everyone a little while to get used to it. Notice that in addition to saying umiqsaq'i for his mother or her mother, we can also add a person's name to that. Umiqsaq'i Tim, Tim's mother. Umiqsaq'i Don, Don's mother. And there is a difference here between the corresponding English structure. In English, when we say Don's mother, the possessor comes first and the possession comes second. But in Nuchonal, the opposite is the reverse. Umiqsaq'i Don, mother Don. The opposite is the order is opposite. In addition, the marker in English goes on the possessor, Don's mother. It's the possessor Don that takes that z, right? But in Nuchonal, it's the possession that takes the marker. Umiqsaq'i Don. Umiqsu takes uk. So the English and Nuchonal constructions are nearly opposite of each other. The order is the opposite, and which participant is marked is also opposite. Nuchonal puts the possession first and the possessor second, and the marker uk or uk goes on the possession. This takes a while to get used to. These phrases that we've been making, these are not standalone sentences. These are phrases that have to be embedded inside some larger structure. So the example we just heard was Ya'akukwa umiqsaq'i Adam. I love Adam's mother. Ya'akukwa umiqsaq'i Adam. This is exercise one. It's the same exercise we did on Monday. This is a word building exercise. You're going to take a stem like chakup. Say the stem by itself, chakup. Then say it with the possessive. In this case, chakupuk. Then say mine, chakupuk kas, my husband, chakupuk kas. Chakup, chakupuk, chakupuk kas. This word building exercise is training your brain to add these endings very quickly because when you're speaking at fluent speed, you might need any one of these. You might just want chakup, you might want chakupuk, and you might want chakupuk kas. Also, if you know how to say chakupuk kas, this forms a useful base for all of the other possessed participant forms. Chakupuk itkak, chakupuk i, chakupuk kin. That would be our husband if we were sister wives, not something we would normally say. I've given you several stems to practice this on. Because these all have slightly different shapes, so they'll be pronounced a little bit differently. Some take uk, some take uk. Some of them will contract. So take hlutsma, for example. Hlutsma plus possessive is hlutsmak. So because hlutsma ends in a vowel, it takes uk. So we would expect hlutsma uk. But Nuchonal really does not like short vowel, glottal stop, short vowel, and it usually gets rid of the glottal stop in that situation. So we actually pronounce it hlutsmak. Hlutsmak. My wife, hlutsmak kas. Hlutsmak kas. And so on. We've already seen that all of the kinship terms that end in iksu take uk and they contract. So umiksu, umiksak. Nuiksu, nuiksak. Kuiksu. And so on. So we just had a question confirming that these forms we're building here, like chakupakas, lutsmakas, my husband, my wife, are used inside a larger sentence. And the example we heard in Tlukwit dialect was natsasish lutsmakitk. I see your wife. Natsasish lutsmakitk. We can compare that to the form to the version with strong mood. Hlutsmak itsk. That would be a standalone sentence in colloquial dialect, meaning she is your wife. Chluts mak itsk, period. She is your wife. Standalone sentence. Chluts mak itk. That is a phrase that has to be inside a larger sentence. Nats is ish chluts mak itk. Here's exercise two. Exercise two helps you practice the four most important persons with the same stems. So now we're going to do my husband, your husband, her husband, our husband. My wife, your wife, his wife, our wife, and so on. So let's take another stem that we haven't done yet. Dutna, child, with the possessive, dutnak, one's child. My child, dutnakkas. Your child, dutnakitrek. His child, dutnaki. Our child, dutnakken. Exercise three helps you practice the alternation between standalone sentences and embedded phrases. So I'm going to get you to use, say, one sentence with the real or strong mood, depending on your dialect, and then another sentence with the definite or article mood. So, for example, Beth is my mom. Beth. Did I say Bev? I meant Beth. Beth. Beth is my mom. I love my mom. Ya kukwa umiksakas. Here's another one. Heather is my wife. Thutsmakah Heather. Do you see my wife? Natsahakthutsmakas. This exercise helps you go back and forth between the two structures, the standalone structure and the embedded structure. In English, because we do not make this distinction in English, we have to train our brains to go back and forth between the two constructions. Last, here's exercise four. Exercise four helps us practice double possession and other more difficult constructions in the context of a self-introduction. So, in our ba most basic introduction, we just introduce ourselves, our tribe, and our parents. That's to keep it simple. But in a real introduction, you'll want to go back two or three generations. You'll want to talk about which tribes you have roots in, and so on. So I'm going to encourage you to make some double possessive constructions, such as my grandfather's father was Magnus. Ohokwita ohokwita no uyeksu na nixakitkas Magnus. Ohokwita no uyeksu na nixakitkas Magnus. Or another way to put it, Notwiksakita Magnus Naniksakitkas. Notwiksakita Magnus Naniksakitkas. My grandfather's father was Magnus. This requires a bit of a backflip because the order is the opposite from what we would do in English. In English, I say my grandfather's father was Magnus, but in Nuchanalth, I literally say, was his father Magnus, my late grandfather? Also, you all know that when we talk about deceased people, we use the past tense. And when we're making a possessed participant that is deceased, the past tense goes right inside the possessed participant. Naniksakitkas, my late grandfather. Naniksakitkas. Notice that the past tense comes after the possessive. Another way to talk about people that is often convenient is with the construction yakuk. When you're trying to untangle double possession and whose is whose, it's often convenient to say yakuk. So, for example, yakukwis umiksu. Uhma Elspeth yakukwis umiksu. The one who is my mother is Beth. I wouldn't normally say it that way, but I could. And sometimes it's more convenient to say it that way, especially if in the context of a larger story. So instead of Naniksakitkas, my late grandfather, I can say Yakukwitkas Naniksu, the one who was my grandfather. Instead of Umiksakkas, I can say Yakukwis Umiksu. And you'll often hear this in speeches when elders are talking about their families. They'll use the Yakuk construction. So, if you get to exercise four, this is your opportunity to introduce yourself in a way you haven't been able to before in Nuchanalth using double possession and the Yakuk construction. And I will be available to help you with that if you need.